Welcome to the Istamoonzid podcast, the podcast for New Zealand Star Wars fans. My name is Matt.
And my name is Christy.
Today we're going to run through a list of the recent news announcements that have come across our desk in the last week and have a bit of a chat about recent local store reports. We'll start off with a little bit of sad news by paying tribute to Gary Kurtz, who passed away in the last week, aged 78. Gary Kurtz was the producer on Star Wars and The Empire Strikes Back, and also worked on other films that shaped our childhood, like American Graffiti, The Dark Crystal, and Return to Oz. On the EastMNZ website and the EastMNZ News Digest, we have links to a number of tributes to Gary on a number of other websites, such as StarWars.com, Entertainment Weekly, and Variety.com. Other big news this week, we've got confirmation about the premiere date for Star Wars Resistance animated series. It will be premiering in New Zealand on Disney XD, that's on Sky TV, on Sunday, October the 21st at 8:20 a.m. A little bit of an odd starting time, but that's obviously out of our control. Further scheduling information should become available on the Sky TV online guide soon. We've put an entire story about this up on SWNZ, which includes episode synopses for the first five episodes, which are out on one of the official Disney Channel websites in the US.
This is 2 weeks later after the US premiere date of October the 7th, so there is unfortunately a delay before it screens here in New Zealand, but it is a shorter gap than for many other TV series, so I am at least happy that it is going to be screening in New Zealand.
It certainly could be worse. We've suffered worse in the past. In the US, the first episode is a two-parter, and that will be screening in one hit, with subsequent episodes coming out weekly, so we can presume that that will be the same schedule that we see here in New Zealand, a weekly release schedule. The episode synopses that we've linked to on SWNZ include lists of the guest voice actors. New to this list is Elijah Wood, known for his role in Lord of the Rings, who will be showing up in, I think, about the episode number 5. So look forward to seeing what role, what character he plays in that series. Don't think it'll necessarily be an ongoing role, but it'll be interesting to hear.
I'm certainly enjoying having these other fan favourite actors showing up across the Star Wars range of TV series and movies. I'm looking forward to seeing who else might be popping up on later Resistance episodes.
There was a bit of news about the Star Wars movie schedule, release schedule, that cropped up. Bob Iger, Disney CEO, spoke to The Hollywood Reporter last week. He talked about a lot of different things, but was quoted as saying, on the topic of Star Wars movies, that he believed that the movies that have come out so far were perhaps, quote, a little too much, too fast. You can expect some slowdown, but that doesn't mean we're not going to make films. Don't want to interpret this as a doom and gloom message. I think it is just a slight slowdown, which may well be a good thing in terms of giving us breathing room in terms of merchandising.
As a collector, the range of collectibles that have come out from the saga films and standalone films, and then of course we've got animated series coming up. It becomes a lot to try and keep up with collecting all your favourite characters, all the action figures and things like that. So I can see the positive side to slowing down a little bit so that we can really get hyped up for each new Star Wars film, because it will have been a little while since the last one. We certainly remember the days of having 3 years between a film, or longer for the vintage era fans, but yeah, even if it's 1 to 2 years, I think that that's a reasonable amount of time between each film for us to really enjoy each one as it comes out and get excited for the next one.
That three-year gap between the original trilogy and even the prequel trilogy was a long stretch, particularly as a kid, just waiting, anticipating the next movie in the pre-internet era. Let's not go back there. And let's hope that they fill the gap between the movies with plenty of other content, animated series, live-action TV series, and so forth.
And there'll be more video games and other expanded outlets to enjoy.
Well, yeah, video games these days have a lot more story content within them, so that does contribute to the whole available narrative.
And the growing era of comic books and novels. There's a lot of Star Wars content to enjoy and purchase in those in-between years.
StarWars.com has made available a custom Solo A Star Wars Story Blu-ray cover. This is a little bit of a different do-it-yourself project. If you go to the website, we've linked to this again in the SWNZ News Digest, they provide downloadable versions of a cover insert and slipcase that you can print out and actually set up your custom packaging for your Blu-ray version of Solo A Star Wars Story. The slipcase features art by Phil Noto, whose credits include Marvel's Poe Dameron and Chewbacca series, along with covers on the upcoming solo comic book adaptation. Rounding out the SWNZ News Digest is an article I found personally fascinating on the hollow chest creatures that were remade for the solo movie, for the scenes in the solo movie. Now, the Deseret hollow chest creatures first showed up in Star Wars A New Hope. At that time, there were 8 pieces seen on the board, 8 different alien creatures, all of which were recrafted, recreated for the Millennium Falcon scenes in The Force Awakens. Only 8 creatures in both of those movies. Creatures were created by Phil Tippett Studios to remake them for the more recent movies. They scanned the originals and recrafted them in a way that they could be articulated in the same sort of stop motion style as the original movie. But the story that's just shown up recently on StarWars.com is quite interesting. There's a bit of a twist to it. They do show up again in Solo, A Star Wars Story, but with a little bit of a difference. Originally, a set of 10 critters were actually designed for the Hollow Chest game, but a couple were left out in 1977. As a very subtle Easter egg, the remaining 2 creatures, nicknamed Bulb and Scrimp, were reintroduced for the Hollow Chest scene in Solo, A Star Wars Story.
It's a really fun tidbit. I certainly wouldn't have been eagle-eyed enough in the theatre to notice that there were more than we as fans would have expected from what we have seen in A New Hope. And that's kind of a fun little insider tidbit to reintroduce so that those original designs get to be enjoyed.
I have to confess, I didn't personally see it on the screen, on the big screen when we watched the movie, but I have heard the stories of the creatures that weren't used in the original movie and consider it a great nod that they've reintroduce them into canon in this way. Let's talk about the Run Disney virtual and real races and marathon events that are available to register for now. You're quite familiar with these, Christy.
Yep. A few years ago, the US Disney Parks introduced Star Wars half marathon weekend events in addition to their classic Disney themed half marathon and full marathon events. It originally started with a light side themed event in California at Disneyland and a dark side themed event weekend at Walt Disney World. Due to recent construction at Disneyland, the Disneyland races have been postponed for the foreseeable future. So for this year, they have combined the two themes into what they call the Star Wars Rivals, a light versus dark themed event that will be held at Walt Disney World in April. And last year, they also introduced a virtual run, which meant that fans all around the world could run a half marathon at home, on the treadmill, at the gym, in their own country. And when you register and complete the half marathon in your own time within the 3-month time frame, they will send you out a physical medal. It had Poe Dameron on it, and it was the same size and quality as the real metal medals that they hand out to the attendees at the real races. They are returning again this year with the virtual run so that fans in New Zealand and around the world can join in the Star Wars half marathon fun. It's going to be, again, a half marathon that you can run in your own time, in your own home, and it's based on the honor system. You don't need to time your run. You don't need a fancy watch. You don't need to actually run it on an actual half marathon course. You can complete this in your own time, and it's a really neat way to motivate yourself for, say, a New Year's Eve resolution, because these runs are going to be in early next year. And if you are passionate about Star Wars and running events, the virtual marathon actually matches up to the physical half marathon event in Walt Disney World, which will be held in April. Completing the 2 half marathons, the virtual one at home and the physical half marathon at Walt Disney World, you will get the special Kessel Run medal. This is for completing both half marathons, and they are quite physically big medals. They are really a sight to see. A few years ago, I was fortunate enough to be able to attend the light side race at Disneyland, and I got a full set of the light side themed Run Disney medals. They do a 5K, a 10K, and the half marathon. They also offer what they call the challenge, which is running the 10K and the half marathon together. This is a separate registration, and of course you can do all the races if you pay for each one.
So the virtual half marathon, the running time frame for that is about January through to March, isn't it? And the actual Run Disney races over on the East Coast take place in April. They do sell out the real ones, and yes, there is a registration window for the virtual. But right now, they're all available for registration, aren't they? So yes, if you happen to be in a position and keen enough to travel, you can register for the real races. There is a cost involved for the virtual, but it's obviously not as high a cost. But you do get a great Star Wars collectible out of that,
yes,
achievement.
You can run it with friends or dress up in your favorite Star Wars gear to be able to do it at home. And for fans that are considering attending Celebration Chicago next year, the Run Disney race in Walt Disney World is actually the weekend before. So if you're thinking about traveling over for that event, it is possible to do them back to back. Yes, yeah, and get a double Star Wars for your trip.
Yeah, you can really stretch out the whole Star Wars experience. That's quite a cool concept. Okay, continuing the topic of events, we're about 4 weeks out from the Auckland Armageddon Expo that's going to take place locally at the ASB Showgrounds, October the 19th to the 22nd. Originally, Alan Tudyk was scheduled, but unfortunately he has cancelled. Boo.
He was the only Star Wars guest, of course. He was the voice of K2SO in Rogue One, and fans may know him from other fandoms such as Firefly and his voice work for Disney animated films, but it's a shame that he's no longer able to come. He has been booked for actual acting filming work, so that's great news for him, but unfortunately, we won't get the pleasure of meeting him.
Okay, so no Star Wars guests, unfortunately, but we will be attending, and on the SWNZ website, we will be reporting on what we see in terms of shopping, costumers, and so forth, with lots of photos. The Star Wars show is just screened. We took a quick look at this. There's a couple of interesting stories that they cover. One big one is Vader Immortal, a Star Wars VR series by ILM X-Lab, which is due to come out next year. This is a three-part series, a virtual reality experience that's going to be released in three parts for the upcoming Oculus Quest. Not a lot of information about this. Even the website is a little bit sparse and a little bit cryptic, but what we do know is that the Oculus Quest is, as they describe it, the world's first all-in-one gaming system built for virtual reality. Doesn't require additional computing devices. It's ready to go in and of itself. You can now play almost anywhere with just a VR headset and controllers, they tell us.
The video footage is just a teaser of the content. It shows Vader. We get a little teaser that you'll be able to visit Mustafar, and I'm guessing they'll explain more. They said that the storyline contained in the three-part series does relate to the VR experience that you can currently experience at the Disney parks in the US. We haven't experienced that, unfortunately, but it'll be great as that story unfolds so that people who aren't able to visit the parks can get a taste of the experience and the storyline.
Also in the Star Wars show, there's a segment focusing on the Sabacc card game where they talk around the actual screen-used Sabacc table from Solo, A Star Wars Story, and one of the prop masters involved in that production gives us a bit of an explanation about the rules and the gameplay and the betting system associated with them.
It explains the basic structure of Sabacc. Sabacc actually has positive and negative cards, so your goal is to actually reach zero. I think it was the green cards have positive numbers and the reddish cards were negative numbers, so you want to try and get to zero. And the Sabacc card, there's a special card sort of like the Joker card that is a true zero that gives you sort of the ultimate win if you manage to get that one in your hand as
unbeatable
well.
Unbeatable hand.
I would really love to get my hands on one of the licensed board game editions of the Sabacc game and try that one out, because it sounds like a lot of fun.
What's been happening in Star Wars gaming news? Tell us about Galaxy of Heroes. There's been a few bits and pieces on that topic recently, hasn't there?
After a few teaser videos from some of the Galaxy of Heroes game changes on YouTube, the Chewbacca character has finally been added to the game. Now, Chewbacca as a character has been in the game since pretty much launch, but that was a Clone Wars version of Chewbacca, and then we later got the veteran Chewbacca as he is seen in The Force Awakens. The version that has just been released is the classic Chewbacca, the one that pairs with Han Solo and the Millennium Falcon from A New Hope. He is quite a powerful character. You will need a team of bounty hunters that are well equipped in order to unlock this character, as you set your team of bounty hunters to track down Han and Chewbacca on Bespin. At this point, I personally can't unlock him. My bounty hunter team is not quite geared up enough, but I'm looking forward to working towards that because I've seen the videos on YouTube of his kit and he is a very powerful character. So it's great that they're adding some of these classic legendary characters to the game.
So that game, it's on an ongoing basis releasing new characters that you can collect and use within your squads that you set up.
Yeah.
In simple terms, isn't it?
Yes. Another recent release is the IG-2000 ship for the fleet fighting part of the game. This is IG-88's ship.
First showed up in Shadows of the Empire.
Which is great to see some of the older EU content. Fans of KOTOR and SWTOR and even Battlefront will recognize some of their fan favorite characters showing up in this game. It's one of the more modern places where you see lots of different EU sources all in one game. You will see Bastila Lashan from KOTOR. There is Nihilus, Darth Nihilus from the second KOTOR game. There is a Magma Trooper from Battlefront. Lots of characters from Clone Wars and the whole Phoenix Squad from Rebels. It's a really great place to just dive into all your favorite Star Wars characters, collect them, and battle against friends and other players around the world.
Yeah, and they include some characters from Star Wars The Old Republic, don't they? Because Galaxy of Heroes is it's an EA Electronic Arts game, isn't it?
Yes.
So they
have characters like the Sith Trooper, the Sith Marauder, which are actual characters you can play as in SWTOR. So that's really fun. I can actually play as characters in two different games.
Okay, talking about Star Wars The Old Republic, there's going to be another live stream coming up on October the 11th US time, so obviously October the 12th New Zealand time. They're going to give us quite a bit more information that we talked about recently, that they released their roadmap, but this live stream is going to go into a considerable more detail about what we can expect to see with the upcoming releases and upcoming evolution of the story. They tell us that they will reveal what planet you're about to explore in their new storyline. They'll give a spoiler-free overview of their new Empire versus Republic storyline, meet some of the new and returning characters, including companions we can expect to run into, learn what challenges await in Master Mode, Gods from the Machine operation, and how players can acquire the newest tier of gear. That's right, we are expecting an upgrade to the gear available in the game. And they'll talk through some of the great guild changes coming, including guild leveling, a new system called Heraldry, player versus player challenges, and a host of quality of life changes. We'll tune in to watch that and we'll report back in a bit more of a digested format once we get more of those details.
It's always really exciting when they add new planets to explore. The level of details in the most recent planets is really amazing. I'm really looking forward to being able to dive in and start playing that new content.
Okay, moving on to store reports. I think it's been quite a good week for store reports. Lots of excitement about the Vintage Collection, Waves 2 and 3, which have been showing up around the country. Not all at once, but progressively over the last week, so people have had a lot of luck, or had a bit of luck finding those. They appear to be disappearing off shelves fairly quickly. Waves 2 and 3 include Han Solo, Death Trooper, Enfys Nest, Tank Trooper, Dr. Aphra, Last Jedi version of Luke Skywalker, and the Range Trooper from Solo, A Star Wars Story. They're priced at $25 at the warehouse.
Yeah, these are included in the current sale, so go out and grab them while you can. At our local warehouse branch, they only had one case.
First in, first served, yeah. Pretty low numbers on the shelves. Also at the warehouse, three new character sets in the Lego Brickheads range. These are quite cool little models that stand about 7 centimetres, a couple of inches to 7 centimetres tall, 180 to 200 odd pieces in them. There's versions of Leia for $17, Boba Fett for $17, Luke and Yoda, a two-pack for $25.
These are essentially Lego's version of the popular Pop Funko vinyl figures. They've got sort of a larger stylized head and little black eyes. They're really quite a fun little kit to build and to display.
For the hobbyists who do a bit of sewing or crafting, we've seen new Star Wars fabric show up at Spotlight stores. Tell us about that.
This range includes a good guy's print and a bad guy's print. This uses cute chibi style artwork. Fans of the Loungefly Star Wars bag range may recognize this artwork. Both designs come on both a woven cotton quilting shirt fabric and a stretch jersey fabric that you can make dresses and all sorts of apparel with. And it's been a little while since we've seen new Star Wars licensed fabrics at Spotlight, but it's really exciting to see that they are still continuing to roll it out on a periodic basis. I'm certainly hoping to be able to grab some of that cute fabric and make some cushion covers for our sofa.
We've heard about a crazy sale that's taking place at the moment at the Manukau branch of Toy World. 70% off Star Wars products until October the 16th. That's how long it lasts, but the stock is not going to last that long on the shelves. We believe it includes such things as the Solo TIE Fighter down to $30, if my calculations are correct, and $15 for like the Deluxe Wampa figure with Luke Skywalker. Little bit out of the way for us personally, but some fans that are closer to that are going to grab some awesome deals. Oh, jumping back to Spotlight, there was a bit of excitement about a reduced price on the Droids Duvet cover set. Every time we talk about duvet cover sets, people are quite keen to grab these up for their kids, but are often dismayed that they don't come in larger sizes for adult beds, if you can talk your significant other into such a purchase. This one here includes the Force Awakens versions of C-3PO, R2-D2 and BB-8, available in both single and double sizes. Also fairly popular when we talked about it on SWNZ is the Millennium Falcon Advent Calendar, which can be purchased through NZ Game Shop. The links are available on the SWNZ website. This is an Advent Calendar where you get basically a piece of a 1-64 scale Millennium Falcon that you build over a period of a month. It's priced at $48.99.
This is a great option for adult collectors or for teenage fans or for people who prefer not to consume too much chocolate in the Christmas holiday period.
It looks like a fairly simple to assemble kit set. Obviously, they've had to design it in a way that you can build it progressively day by day. And it looks like a great little finished model there. Solo A Star Wars Story version of the Millennium Falcon.
A great little introductory set for people that like to build things but don't really want to get into the full complicated kit sets.
Some new homeware products at the Mighty Ape, Star Wars doormats.
There are two designs to choose from, the classic Star Wars logo against a starry background and a cute Ewok-themed doormat design. These are priced at $39.99 each from Mighty Ape.
And finally, in store reports, Hallmark Ornaments, the 2018 Star Wars Hallmark Ornaments, are now available at the Retro Space store. There are five different decorations available in this year's set. A Kessel Run era version of the Millennium Falcon, a set that includes Boosh plus Han frozen in carbonite, R2-D2 covered with a couple of Porgs, Boba Fett, and a C-3PO head. Their price range is between $45 and $55. The Retro Space store is on Hurstmere Road in Takapuna, but they have a website that you can check these all out at. That would be retrospace.co.nz. The Boosh, the R2-D2, and the C-3PO, I believe, all are battery operated with lights and sounds, and the other two are static models, but the Hallmark ornaments are always popular and look great on your Christmas tree.
We've bought a few of the Hallmark ornaments over the years. The ones that come with lights and sounds are always impressive. They really do last a while and make a great little sparkly addition to your tree.
I think that about covers it for us for this week. So once again, thank you for listening in. Stay tuned to our website, swnz.co.nz, for Star Wars news for New Zealanders and our next weekly podcast episode. Follow our Facebook page and social media, and chat with other fans in the Star Wars New Zealand Facebook group and website forums at swnzforums.co.nz. Thank you for listening in.
May the Force be with you.